Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Mondays. I lost my ducky here. I had this thing on the on top of my microphone and had string and scotch tape, and it was working fine. And as soon as I come back, now this thing is off, and God, jeez. Well, Johnny, I screwed this up. Now this thing, do I turn this off?
Turn this off. Okay,
and wide orbit back up?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, long story short, here's the big this is a great big announcement. I don't have a musical flourish. What kind of musical flourish do I have here? Hold on. Let me see if I can find a really good musical flourish. That ain't it. What about...
What's the buzz? Tell me what's the buzz.
Not exactly.
Buzz?
Stop it!
What's the buzz?
Stop.
Buzz?
All right. What about this?
Buzz, tell me what's that?
No. How do I turn this thing off now? I can't turn this off. Jesus. All right, fine. So, no, about pretend the musical flirt. All right, so here's the big announcement. It's actually very big. I'm actually very excited about this. We've been talking about this. Okay, so we've got a new advertiser, a new client for Dimitri 2020 LLC. That's my company. And it is Crown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. Crown is this incredible dealership that's pretty much taken over a good portion, maybe most of the Washington Crown Center. Crown. That's why I've been wearing this, trying to wear this crown, although I can't keep it on my head because the headphones are here. But anyway, so it's Crown. And by the way, I could get you this for your kids if you like. You want to have one of your kids or grandkids would like to have a little crown to be king or queen or princess or whatever. I can make that happen for you. Happy to do that. So this was one of the clues, the crown, which you can see on the Facebook live stream. And so let me put that over here. Let me tell you a little bit about Crown, why this is such a big deal. Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi is the number one Jeep dealership in the tri-state area. They are that damn big. I've been there to the Washington Crown Center. It's about a 10-minute drive from the Highlands on 70. It's a straight shot, and it's like nothing. You're there. The first exit's Chestnut, and you're right there, the Washington Crown Center. It is the largest Jeep dealership in the tri-state area. They've got rows and rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of Jeeps, as well as all other automobiles as well. But Jeep, number one, the tri-state area. Crown Jeep. Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Newest Mitsubishi dealer in the nation. Mitsubishi is great because all-wheel drive. Virtually all of their models, except I think the lowest one, the least expensive one, all-wheel drive, much less money than other all-wheel drive vehicles, which is great for our roads here in the Upper Ohio Valley because our roads suck. And especially in wintertime, they've got the snow and they never get cleaned off or anything like that. Well, with all-wheel drive Mitsubishis, it doesn't really matter. And they're very inexpensive. And with financing, it's like a ridiculously good deal, especially for the Upper Ohio Valley. Okay, it's the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That is Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. A great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can see them right there. It's the mall. It's the Washington Crown Center Mall. They've got them everywhere in the front, rows and rows and rows and rows. It's unbelievable the amount of inventory they have. Largest Jeep dealership in the tri-state area, for God's sake. Great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. State-of-the-art service facilities. You can eat off of the floor. You can eat off of the floor. It's so clean. And over 300 years of automotive experience on staff, these guys and gals know what they are, what they're doing. So it is a Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. What's the big announcement, Dimitri? I mean, what's in it for us? Well, course, all of this, especially the Mitsubishis, my God, and the number of Jeeps and the different styles is unbelievable. Oh, they can also do custom-made. They work with some company that makes the Jeeps custom-made, and they had some of those at the Church of the Covenant for this big deal event to fight domestic violence and all that, and it's really, really impressive. Anyway, long story short, big deal. Go there, say, Dimitri sent me. They'll take very good care of you. $300. Here's the big announcement here for this. $300 only for, that's the clue, only for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Let me put this thing, try to put this thing back on. This is driving me crazy now. Hold on. It's the Nail City Jeep Club. Jennifer, who's lovely, she's got purple hair, but she's lovely, gave me this, and everything worked out fine until I started talking about this whole crown thing, and now I can't make it work. Okay, $300. Tomorrow, we're going to be giving away, thanks to Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, we're going to be giving away a prize valued at, conservatively, $300. It is this incredible crowning effect, this giant basket. And I mean, it's a big basket. It's orange and black, like for Halloween. It's huge. And in there, you'll have certificates for a multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, car wash, all of that valued at least, it's actually more than that, but we want it to be conservative, at least $300. I already have the basket. I will show that to you on the Facebook live stream. I can't show it to you on radio because that's the magic of, well, radio. I already have it. And the winner tomorrow, the 15th caller, will go to Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Washington Crown Center, again about 10-minute drive from the Highlands, and you'll pick it up. It's just that darn simple. $300 value minimum. Beautiful basket. Great stuff. Multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, car wash. I think they even do some kind of detailing as well with the car wash, but don't hold me to that. And it's a magnificent facility. $300 value. That'll be tomorrow. That'll be your big prize tomorrow. And the only people who are eligible are people who listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Here on Big Willie 105.5, 94.9 FM, the River Talk Radio Network as well, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, our Facebook Live audience as well. We stream. Hi, how you doing? And, of course, the download the app, the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5. Big announcement, big deal. We're very, very excited to get the number one Jeep dealership in the tri-state area to commit to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. The synergy is unbelievable. I cannot tell you how happy I am about this. So if you are looking for a Jeep or Chrysler or Dodge or a Ram truck, and now Mitsubishi, with those all-wheel drive vehicles that are very inexpensive, you got to go to Crown. Washington Crown Center. It's the first exit when you get into the Washington area, about a 10-minute drive from the Highlands. Go there, say, Dimitri sent me, the crazy talk show host. The guy was trying to wear the crown on his head but couldn't because of the headphones. The guy that had the Jeep duck on his microphone, except as soon as he started talking about Crown, the thing fell off. Sorry, Bradley. But in any event, it's a big deal, and it'll be tomorrow, 15th caller, $300 value, just for Dimitri listeners and viewers, all of them. All right, so that's the big announcement, and yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Like, oh, please sit down. Sit down. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You believe me? All right. So, there's that. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just Well, a little bit more than a little bit. All right, fine. So let me get to the next thing. I can't believe this duck. This duck did not. Ducks are a very big deal in the Jeep world. They're a very, very big deal. It started with this woman in Ontario, which my sources tell me is somewhere in Canada, who for some reason placed a little rubber duck on a Jeep. For whatever the reason, I don't know. Maybe she was insane. But somehow that caught on. And now whenever you see people driving Jeeps anywhere, they have little duckies, lots and lots of little duckies, like just amazing number of ducks. It is quite a thing, I must tell you. And for Crown Jeep, they have this massive duck. Whenever they do a kind of a on-location event, a very big deal event, they have this massive duck that's like, you know, 10,000 stories. Well, maybe not that big, but it's very, 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 very big. And it's a duck, and so that goes the whole Jeep thing. It's really quite remarkable. All right, so we're going to – well, maybe I could put it here. Maybe this will work. Well, we'll see how this works. All right, fine. So next I want to talk with you about a story here about this woman. Have you followed this? This is a bizarre story. There's gambling addiction and then there's gambling addiction. And as bad as this woman's – and what seems to be a gambling addiction is – I've heard people that are much, 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 much worse than her. In fact, there was once an owner of the Philadelphia Eagles who had such a gambling addiction they had to force him to sell the team. Philadelphia Eagles. Anyway, so here's the story. D.K. Wright wrote this for Channel 7. A woman sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for stealing more than $2 million from an Ohio housing agency because of her gambling addiction. But is it really because of her gambling addiction? See, that's a really interesting question here that nobody has addressed except me, because that's just how I roll. All right, so here's the story. A local woman admitted to stealing $2.3 million from the agency where she was the executive director. Now, right there, big red flags flying all over the place. She's executive director, which means that she has a board. And they were clueless regarding all of this? Did they all then not, I hope they all resigned when they realized what had happened right under their noses. I don't know if they were part of this. I don't think they were. I certainly don't know. In any event, Monday in Belmont County, Casey Antonik was sentenced to 4 years and 11 months in prison. Antonik was executive director at Eastern Ohio Housing Development that provides housing for developmentally disabled and chronically mentally ill adults. Think of all the money that could have been going to these poor, poor people, people at the bottom of life's food chain. But instead, she took their money to go gambling. Antonik's attorney said she didn't steal the money out of malice or use it for vacations, homes, or cars. What difference does that make? She didn't steal the money out of malice. What does malice mean? Isn't that like illegal or, you know, evil or something? Well, she didn't use it for vacations, homes, or cars, so I guess that makes it better? He said that she fed it into slot machines because she's an addicted gambler. Her father and best friend both testified she was a good mom, wife, and daughter. Antonik apologized to her family and to the agency she stole from. Look, I'm not arguing whether she's a good mother, wife, and daughter. I certainly wouldn't know. I take them at their word. Here's what she said. I will never forgive myself for what I did to them, even if they forgave me one day. I will never forgive myself. I'm so sorry. Okay. Judge John Favreau says double wage payments, forgery, false reimbursement for alleged expenses, fake or doctored invoices, 1,715 personal payments made to look as if the money was paid over to your husband and or his business, 500 altered checks, 265 misuses of the company's debit card. Judge John Favreau. Let me read that to you again. Try to wrap your mind around this, because there are gambling addictions and then there are gambling addictions. But can you be addicted to gambling and yet still not do this? That's really the question here, I think. Double wage payments, forgery, false reimbursement for alleged expenses, fake or doctored invoices, 1,715 personal payments made to look as if the money was paid over to your husband and or his businesses. 500 altered checks. 265 misuses of the company's credit card. Those are some very serious numbers. Antonin pleaded guilty in July to one count of aggravated theft, one count of tampering with records, and two counts of forgery. Her attorney said she has not gambled since the day she was fired from the agency. Well, I guess not. She has no money. He said she repeatedly told him to, quote, "I deserve to go to prison." Well, I think we can all agree on that. One official said Antonik siphoned money for years, practicing forging the client's signatures. He said it significantly impacted people with developmental disabilities. No kidding. So here's the thing. I am not unsympathetic when it comes to addiction. I have more empathy for addicts than you could ever possibly imagine. That said, there are an awful lot of people who are addicted to gambling who use their own money, who take all of their money, all of the equity out of their home, all of their, you know, they drain their bank accounts, all that, but it's their own money. They don't steal money. So the idea here that, well, you know, maybe she doesn't deserve almost five years because she's an addict. I know a number of addicts who would never do such a thing. I suspect there are many, many addicts addicted to gambling who spend a lot of money, money they don't have, take out loans that they can't pay back, and do all sorts of horrible things, but to their own finances. If I'm reading this story right, and I believe I am, she wasn't one of them. Because she's stealing everybody else's money. That's the thing here that really, you talk about theft. She might be a good wife, good mother, good daughter, that I can't say, and she probably is, okay, fine. But what she did here to get fewer than 5 years, she was doing this with other people's money. That's the big takeaway here. Nobody else has noticed.